Edgar, do you recall the conversation or the moment or how it went when you guys talked to Ty about becoming a running back?
I don't recall the exact conversation, but I do recall, you know, a young man just being excited to have an opportunity to play more, excited, you know, to have more of a role. And he's certainly one of the guys that have made the most of his opportunities. You go back and you look at what he was able to accomplish or what we were able to accomplish this past game, you know, broke a lot of tackles. And that's the number one thing that kind of stood out. Played with very good balance, accelerated his feet on contact. And then you saw our offensive line, as well as some of our other players coming in there and pushing the pile, moving it forward. But he's a weapon. I mean, he's a versatile player that can really, you know, create a matchup to your advantage. And that's something that Coach McCarthy has stressed as far as putting guys in position to be playmakers and make the most of their opportunities.
When you were training him as a receivers coach, you know, in his first year, did you ever see that kind of player in him that he could take it out of the backfield?
You know, during the draft, our scouting department, they do an outstanding job. Luke, he studied him and watched him on tape as well and saw the versatility. And, you know, the way they ended up using him and moving around and creating more opportunities for him. I mean, so he showed the versatility coming out of college. Obviously, it's a little bit different playing at the pro level, but the talent was certainly there. And now it's just time to continue to, you know, the process, the growing of it, learning to become or play more in that role.
Someone's coached that position. What do you think the job has done this year, whether it's with Ty's transition or Kristen coming in?
Right. He's done an outstanding job because when you look at the different guys have come in that room and getting those guys prepared and the time and the effort that he puts into it, you know, you talk about every spare moment. He's down there in that room and bringing those guys to where they need to be in order to put themselves in position to help us on the field. So his overall preparation has been outstanding.
As much as Ty did play running back yesterday, had 9 carries. He hasn't had more than 9 carries this season. Can he carry the football even more as he gets his feet under him and adjusts to his role, or is that not what you want?
You know, we've had multiple conversations, and I'm sure Coach, he'll address that. But his mindset, his approach has always been to create opportunities for not just Ty, but a number of our players. And that's something that, you know, Coach puts a lot of time and effort into. And so as far as trying to just target and say we're going to just commit so many, you know, rushes to this one particular person or the next, that's something that we kind of like to try to spread it around.
Would he have been a full-time running back now, even if he had everybody? I remember back in practice earlier when you still had Eddie, that he was doing running back stuff and picking up blitz. You know, when was that part of the plan way back then, or is this kind of
As far as the overall process, I mean, we've always known he was a versatile player, and you know, it's no different than at times you see Randall Cobb lining up in the backfield. So it's again, you're moving guys around and putting them in position, you know, to be a matchup nightmare.
What do you, offensively with the passing game, what's clicked here for you? I mean, I remember when you talked to you 8 weeks ago, why aren't guys getting open or this and that, but guys are getting open. What's been the difference in that regard, do you think?
We're being, you know, when you first go out and look at it, number one, we always talk about our preparation, starting in the classroom, taking it onto the practice field, and then you obviously want to go out and execute on game day. You see that with our guys, from a fundamental standpoint, we're fundamentally sound, and that's the key. You want to be consistent. You know, you want to do it every single time you have that opportunity. I think, you know, guys are in sync, you know, certainly playing at more of a high level as far as being consistent and doing it the right way every single time, creating that separation that you're speaking of as far as a route runner, you know, as far as the overall protection, you know, Aaron having time or extending plays and being on the same mindset as far as with the quarterback in those senses from a scramble standpoint or an extended play standpoint. So I think it's just, you know, guys are, you know, making the most of their opportunity. I go back to that because that's, in essence, that's really what we're doing. Guys are making the most of the opportunity. And the how they're doing it is by way of being fundamentally sound. It always goes back to the fundamentals. And I think, you know, we're reaping the rewards for that, from that, excuse me.
Edgar, you coached Devontae his rookie year, right? That was the last year you were the wide receivers coach. The play that he makes on the touchdown where it starts as a three-step drop and an out route, and then he can see where Aaron is and then he takes off up the field. Is that something that is a proof of his development and feel for the game, or is that something that is just part and parcel with what you guys do and he could have done that in 14 or 15? I mean, I just thought it was a huge play, and I'm just curious what that tells us about him.
Well, going back to that, you know, one thing that, you know, we continue to stress is we want to start fast. And so, you know, opening drive, you know, you get to a third down situation and the play is extended. I think it certainly helps the conversations, you know, he's had with Aaron, being on the same page, understanding how the play will be extended and how to communicate it. That is a big part of, you know, what we do, but it's also important to note those two guys being in sync and on the same page.
Is he, I mean, everyone loves to talk about how last year went for him and the injury, et cetera, but is he playing exactly like he did that got you guys all excited the offseason before? I mean, are we seeing exactly what you guys envisioned, do you think, right now?
You're seeing a playmaker, a guy that certainly can create separation and win the one-on-one battles. You go back and you look at some of, you know, the past games. He breaks tackles. You know, he attacks the football. You know, that's the key is, you know, stacking success and being consistent. And that's something that, you know, we have to continue to do. You know, and we were certainly successful, you know, last night in doing it. Now we just have to continue to build on that and be more consistent as we move forward.